You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, as the NFL set to kick off Week 9. We are past the halfway point here of the 2015 season. The Browns at 2-6, playing the Bengals undefeated at home here in Cincinnati, Paul Brown Stadium, where I am tonight. I'll be on the call with Jim Donovan and Doug Deacon. Of course, I'll be on the sideline. They will be in the booth all along the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network. For those of you who are unable to watch the game on the NFL Network tonight, remember that Thursday night games transition to the NFL Network only from this point forward. Earlier in the year, they were on both CBS and the NFL Network. All right, we are going to have a special Thursday edition of The Forecast, so let's get to that right now.
Number one.
The Browns will win tonight, guys, if...
Gosh, I'll go first, Nathan. I think the Browns will win tonight if they can run the ball consistently and shorten this game as much as they can and not allow the very fluent and efficient and explosive Cincinnati offense to get the scoring on the board as this offense is capable of. If we can keep this game, 24 points or less, I think the Cleveland Browns have a great shot at winning it.
I don't think there's any one thing. I think the Browns must get off to a fast start. They cannot fall behind. The Browns must win the turnover battle, probably by one, but certainly by two. The Browns must run for over 100 yards in this game, and I'm talking about the running backs, not with Johnny Manziel's rushing totals added into the game. The Browns must protect Johnny Manziel. The Browns must be super efficient whenever they get into the red zone and convert those trips into touchdowns, and they must be super efficient in the red zone on defense, limiting the Bengals to field goals. It is going to require a lot. They must win the special teams aspect of this game. They must win in basically every possible facet if they are going to have any chance to upset the undefeated Bengals.
Number two.
All right, guys, this one's a two-part question. You guys are going to play the part of John DeFilippo. Tonight, what is your game plan for Johnny Manziel? And how are you putting him in the best position to be successful?
My game plan for Johnny Manziel has a lot to do with play action pass. And as I mentioned in part one of how do we win this football game, is running the football. If we can run the football and Johnny Manziel does not have to stand back there like a statue in that pocket, flat-footed, and have to throw the ball 30-plus times, and we can add those wrinkles of play-action pass and the bootlegs and the naked bootlegs and the waggle action that allows Johnny to move the pocket slightly so that defensive front can't tee off on him, I think we have a great opportunity. And then second part of the question is I've kind of answered it, is moving the pocket slightly so that the Cincinnati Bengals can't tee off on a spot. That spot is ever moving, and the confusion of the 50-50 run pass in the play calling and our ability to block up the run and have a relevant running game deep into the second half will allow the Cleveland Browns to be in this football game in the fourth quarter.
There you go. Again, this is a game, in my opinion, that the Browns must come out, and they've got to be able to set the tone. They got to set the tone on the offensive side of the ball, the defensive side of the ball. And so for John DeFilippo, that tone setting must come from running the football. And you've got to do that for Johnny to put him in the best position possible. Why? Because the run sets up the play action. The run slows down those safeties. If they are going to be able to rush four and drop seven, it gives those linebackers that step of misdirection. Same with the safeties. So to me, the game plan's got to be about running. But I feel in many ways that is the game plan every week. They get away from it quickly because, number one, it's ineffective, and number two, they're in a hole. So it goes back to being able to get out to a fast start to implement that game plan. And that's what they were able to do against Tennessee, and that's what you want to be able to see here tonight.
Number three. Fact or fiction?
The Browns will score a rushing touchdown tonight.
While I feel it's going to be a struggle for us to move the football up and down the field, I'm going to go with fact, and it will not be a running back that scores a rushing touchdown. Johnny Manziel will score a rushing touchdown. Somehow, some way, we're going to catch the Cincinnati Bengals and maybe some two-man or a man maybe with kind of a robber or a shadow on Johnny Manziel. And Johnny Manziel will extend the play, maybe pump the football and outrun that shadow robber player and get in the end zone.
I don't know if the Browns are going to score a rushing touchdown tonight, but they'll need to if they're going to win the game. Now, you could say that wasn't true when they beat Tennessee, and that's fine. That's fair. Actually, they did score one in Tennessee. Isaiah Crowell, 11 yards. That's the last time I feel like that the Browns got a running back touchdown, the only running back touchdown of the season. So, I'm skeptical on whether or not they will score a touchdown against this Cincinnati team. What?
So say fiction then. That's the game we're playing.
I know. So I will say fiction. But I want the Browns to win, and if they win, they will definitely have to score on the ground.
Number four.
All right, guys. Which of the Browns' injuries will be the toughest for them to overcome?
Gosh, I'm going to go out on my limb and say I think the defensive injuries – will be more to overcome tonight. So I think, and I'm going to say Joe Hayden, not so much based around his body of work thus far this season, which has been very limited and sketchy for the most part. But I'm going to say Joe Hayden because he plays A.J. Green as well as anybody plays A.J. Green, and we will miss that tonight. And I think Andy Dalton and A.J. Green will be a connection that we'll hear a lot of this evening.
I was going to say Joe Hayden for the exact same reason, that he's played A.J. Green so well historically. To not have him, I think, will buoy the confidence of Andy Dalton and A.J. Green tonight, and therefore it might have a bigger psychological impact than it would have had on the field because we know how Joe Hayden has been playing in 2015. But I think psychologically he was kind of in the head of A.J. Green.
Number five.
All right, guys, call your shot for tonight's Browns-Bengals game.
Call my shot. And Nathan, is this calling our shot for the picks then? Because we'll have to get with the kid on our picks.
We'll get with the kid. The kid's taking the Bengals.
Okay. All right. Well, and for the second consecutive week, it's very difficult based around all the circumstances. This has nothing to do. It has some to do with Johnny Manziel and my confidence in him and what Johnny Manziel I'm going to see. But it has a lot to do with Cincinnati just being very, very balanced the same way the Arizona Cardinals were last week. And them firing on all cylinders, being 7-0, and fighting to stay perfect each and every week. Going to Cincinnati, it's going to be hard to replicate what we did last year as well up there. And then the injuries. Hartline, Hawkins, Whitner, no Hayden. It's going to be tough. So I'm going to take the Cincinnati Bengals. I'm going to take them 31-20, Bengals.
I'm going to take the Bengals in a low-scoring game. I think it's going to end up being 24-10, Bengals.
What'd you
I
say?
I just don't think we're going
to
see.
What was the score? 21 to what? 24 to 10?
24 to 10.
Okay. Gotcha.
I hope it is 24 to 10 the opposite direction. But
I know.
That's how I kind of see this one shaken out here tonight. Unfortunately. I went for the reverse jinx last week. It didn't work, but I'm going to go for it again until it does
work. Reverse jinx was in full effect in the first half.
It was working in the first half like magic.
Again, I'm an optimist in regards to a lot of things in life, and I don't like to look around the corner and focus on the negative.
Too.
But man, did I not see a Cleveland Browns football team that was essentially the epitome of everything they thought they would be going into this season play that first half? Taking the ball away, scoring touchdowns, red zone efficiency, you know, the mix of run pass, just confidence, fun. It had that stadium, you know, going bananas. And then the wheels just came off.
Yes, and certainly they did. All right, last chance for you to call your shots, 216-578-0850. We'll be back with our final segment, final thoughts from Cincinnati before the Browns and the Bengals on national TV tonight.